I'm just going to say that and slowly walk away. The show starts now.
Last summer, I was in Las Vegas. It was 114 degrees. 114 degrees. You can actually hear the sun at that point. It didn't feel safe. I was like, are we supposed to be here? 114. Like, you're never at a friend's house. You're warm in here.
Yeah, I set the thermostat to 114. That's how I like it. I'm part lizard.
I think God is just cooking people in Vegas.
Oh, that one's smoking. I love smoked meat.
It was 114 degrees, which was shocking, but not as shocking as how casually Las Vegas residents just went about their day in that heat.
It was like,
people were like, let's play Frisbee. Time to walk the dog. I was like, get Vegas is called Sin City. It's the same temperature as hell.
Oh, man, so true. We know, we're living in it. We can feel for Vegas, trust me, because we're not far away. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. I need your calls. I welcome them today, and I hope you do call in, because I actually really want your point of view on a couple of things. And I was doing some research. You know, we have new cases today, and every time that happens, there's going to be a sector of the public that freaks. It doesn't matter what you say; it's how you say it, right? So it's like five people got bit by bees, got stung by bees. Oh, what does that really mean? You know, so we have sort of this shock thing going on a lot. And it seems to have been working since February, to tell you the truth. And we get these new cases and everyone goes, new cases. Well, nobody says, well, what does that mean? So what that means is basically nothing. So it doesn't mean people are ill. And I think that's probably one of the harder things about this in trying to bring some common sense to all of this they're not like sick in bed. They're not even ill. Like there are so many people that will test positive that will never, ever be ill. And so I don't want to talk about that for this hour. And by the way, we have Joel Skousen. I have Joel Skousen coming on in the next hour. And then I have Alison Armstrong coming in to talk about, boy, everything from sex to how to keep a relationship intact, you name it. And she's been a favorite on Dennis Prager's show and regular, you know, co-host and whatnot. And she just is such a fun person to listen to when it comes to relationships. So I'm excited to have her back. And then of course, Joel Skousen in the next hour. And so, it'll be fun to listen to him and really kind of take in, I don't know about fun is the word, but really take in what he has to say. And I was thinking about these liberals, and there was an article on Fox, because sometimes I'm sure I can be offensive. Sometimes I can say things that are divisive. Because right out of the gate, you know, when all this started going on, I mean, we were pretty, you know, hey, this is not what's happening, and that can stir up a lot for people. You know, they're listening to a lot of other people, and when we say something totally different, it's tough for people, and I get it. And I just want you to know, if you know, those of you that are older that really do need to take the precautions, or those immunocompromised, I'm never mocking you on the show. I'm always about making sure that the healthy realize that they're acting kind of ridiculous. It's not about you. We understand that you have your health issues. And I think you've learned how to gauge those, right? I mean, you've learned, hey, is anyone sick at your house before I come over? You know, if you're that bad off. But I think it's the nonsense of the healthy. It's the nonsense of government today, with Herbert and Cox basically coming out and saying, you're going to wear this if you love people. And if you don't love people, well, you're just not very Christ-like. I mean, that's pretty harsh. That's a pretty weird stance to me. And I don't understand why somebody would do that to themselves politically or even personally, why they would come out with such statements, such ludicrous statements. But that's what we've got right now. And so here we are. And so really the question is, why do liberals, and I'm going to say liberals because it seems like a lot more of that crowd are the ones wearing the mask. Isn't that funny? It's kind of the political divide. So why, let's just say people instead of liberals, why are people wearing it? And why, what is, what, I want to understand where somebody's coming from, because that's the only way we're going to actually make some sense and change things. And there was a Vox article, and if you know Vox, they're very, very progressive left leaning. And they were talking about the smug nature of people on the left, and that they've earned a right to be smug because everyone else is so dumb. And I'm laughing because we make fun of the liberal mindset all the time because you can't dial it back to principle, right? You can't, there's no, it's just, it's basically kind of shallow, stops at emotion. And so not all the time, but I would say a pretty good healthy amount of it. And so that's why we're always like, well, we don't understand. Why are they, what are they doing? You know, what is this all about? And so trying to climb into that mindset has been difficult for me because I don't think that way. I don't think that way. And that's been tough. And so we're going to be up against a lot more of this. I know that with flying, we are learning that the airlines now, they're getting stricter and stricter. And are we going to be able to fly in the future? Are we going to be able to, what is our fall and winter look like? And I am not trying to scare people or cause any fear, because actually, if we can talk things out and get prepared, I actually think we stand a much better chance at feeling pretty empowered and feeling pretty peaceful. The reason I say that is when I had Dr. Pitar on the show, he also talked about the fact that when you know what you're talking about with this kind of stuff, you've seen the data, you understand it a lot better, then you're not A, driven in fear, which I think is probably going to be the problem for the mask wearers. They stop at driven in fear. And you'll be able to sort of explain your position more. You'll feel more empowered. You'll feel like, okay, I know what's going on now. And it does. It brings a lot more peace, I think, too. So my other question is going to be to you guys is how are we going to prepare for this? Because I put up a Facebook post on the Kate Daly Show page on Facebook, and the post is really about all these different things that we're going to need to do in order to prepare for this fall and winter. And it isn't to scare anyone or send anyone off the, you know, proverbial cliff. It's to say, okay, how are we going to feel better about going into this fall? Because you know that there's going to be some forces at work, and mayors and state governments that are going to be real busy bees trying to take away liberty. So that's my question to you. And I know you've probably thought about it. What do you propose people do? What do you think? What's your out of the box idea? Or what have you been thinking about lately? What are you thinking when it comes to this whole next year? Where do we stand? What are we going to do right now with the freedom we have right now to get ready for this? That's a tough one. That is a tough one, because if you start to go there, the first reaction you're going to get from friends and family, if you start to go, okay, well, what should we do? Like, let's say you have a neighborhood barbecue. You get everybody in your neighborhood together right now and you start talking it out. You start saying, okay, can we use everybody's backyards for the kids to go from yard to yard to play on different things so they have some variety if the parks are closed? What skill set do you have? Is anybody in our neighborhood a beautician? Can we go get haircuts? If we're in a lockdown situation, what does your neighborhood look like? Are you friends with your neighbors? Do you understand what they bring to the table? Do they know what you can bring to the table? How do you work together, right? How do you work together in another scenario that's beyond your control? And I think that's going to be a question that we need to be thinking about this summer. And I know people are like, hey, Kate, mellow, just enjoy your summer. My gosh, everything's fine. It's not okay. It's not okay. You've got a section of the populace wearing masks for no reason. You have got industry starting to go more online. They're showing who they are. They're saying, we're going more online and we're going to have less physical jobs available and you're going to work from home more and we're making this more. Look at what they're doing. That's always such the best sign in the world is to say, okay, what are all these people doing that own these companies? What direction are they going in? And I promise you it's going to be all about the flu and COVID this fall. So how are we going to get through that in one piece and maintain sanity? So the question goes out to you, my dear friends, that I really want to know how or what you've been thinking about. What are your ideas? What are your ideas? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi.
The problem isn't that you don't think that way.
Mm-hmm.
The problem is that you're conservative and you actually think.
Now, they think
and
the exact opposite.
I don't say
opposite.
That for laughs. Uh-huh. I say that because that is the reality, is what we're being driven by mm-hmm. is a mindless horde mm-hmm. that simply follows whatever is dictated to them.
Right.
And that's the whole sheep thing.
Yeah.
What they're trying to do is hurt us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, but I don't herd really well.
I don't either. I'm too much of a rebel. So what are we going to do?
I know. That's why I love you.
I am. I think in terms of rebel. I mean, that's my language. You know, I don't conform. I haven't worn a mask once during this whole entire thing. I just can't. I can't bring myself to do it. So,
well, I did, mm-hmm. and I thought I was doing it for other people,
uh-huh.
and the reason I did it is because I had COVID in January.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
For 3 days, I felt crappy. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I knew I wasn't going to die.
Right.
I just knew that I felt like crap.
Right.
And all the symptoms were gone in 3 days,
mm-hmm.
and so then I said, you know what, I'd better wear a mask in case I am asymptomatic.
Right.
And able to spread this.
Right.
And once I realized I couldn't and some mm-hmm. real information came out, mm-hmm. I said, this is poppycock.
Yeah. So true, though, isn't it? All right. I appreciate this. Thank you so much. Really appreciate your input. And
you bet.
And please call in after the break because I'll take your calls. I do want to hear from you. I feel like there's a lot of good ideas out there. I know you've been thinking about these things. And I have a list of my own, like businesses getting together and kind of forming a pact amongst each other. I've mentioned this several times on the show, at least. There's a lot of things that we could prepare for now. Make sure that you have documentation, visit a doctor, visit a dentist, visit all those people that might not be available to you this fall and winter because of lockdowns. You never know. All I'm saying is think outside the box, prepare, and then if I'm wrong, well, I'm so glad, I'll be so happy if I'm wrong. And if we're all wrong, right? Be right back on The Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is The Kate Daly Show.
I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away. I'm gonna leave the city, got to get away. All this fussing and fighting, man, you know I sure can't stay. Now, baby, back, you're leaving.
Hi there, welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I welcome your calls, 888-673-1450. And make sure you get over to Dr. Diet. If you've gained some weight, oh boy, Jim Gaffigan's got some great new stuff on gaining weight. If you've gained some weight, make sure that you get over to Dr. Diet. Or if you're just at the weight that you've been at and you just know that life could be better and you could feel better, boy, what a great time to take off the weight right now. In fact, when you go over there, the whole difference is getting it done, doing it the right way for your body type, getting the accountability. It means usually success as opposed to you just trying to do it on your own. Obviously, trying to do it on your own hasn't really worked, probably, and I'm going to guess, because it's really tough to do that on your own. And so get over to Dr. Diet and just finally get some help. That's my advice. I love these guys. And they're good people, too. And they know what they're doing. And they have so many different ways to help you. They've got metabolic booster shots. And they've got vitamin B. And, I mean, appetite suppressants. I mean, anything to get you rolling and get... Not rolling. Anything to... forgive the pun. Anything to get you back to your health. That's what they want to do. They want to help you do that. And they know how good you're going to feel. 628 Diet. The odds go up dramatically when you work with somebody to lose the weight. 628 Diet. 628 Diet. All right. Let's take some phone calls, shall we? What are we doing to prepare for this fall and winter? How can we think ahead a little bit? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Fine, thanks. Good. Hey, one of the questions you posed a few minutes ago, I think in the opening 10 minutes, has always struck me. You ask about the liberals and why they're the ones wearing the masks.
Yeah, how do they, feel this way?
I believe that liberals are who the scriptures are talking about when God says, thou shalt not have any other gods before me. Mm-hmm. And whether it's the gods of sitting like a retard for hours watching ESPN and watching monkeys throw balls through hoops, or whether it's the gods of media and people who are literally cannot think for themselves. Mm-hmm. I think that liberals, as by definition, are godless. Mm. And we all as human beings need some form, some higher power, than a higher authority. And since they scoff at even the notion of God, they look for the higher authority in the groupthink, like you alluded to. Mm-hmm. And well, you know, if you want to be, I recall years ago my brother saying, you're not politically correct. And I said, ooh, ding, 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 and congratulations to me for having brainstem function.
Right, right.
And he's a brilliant attorney, too.
Right.
But, flag-burning, America-hating leftist at the same time. And I just left St. George last week to go to Marseille, France for work.
Mm-hmm.
And got to California and was told, nope, you cannot travel to France. You have to have letters from the consulate saying your trip is essential, which obviously my employer dropped the ball a little bit on that. But it was fascinating to me to live in a small town like St. George and walk around it and or drive and see somebody by themselves in their car wearing a mask.
I know. It's insane.
God,
thank
you. It's got to suck to be that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But in California, the fear that the elitist class and the left have been able to successfully foment is 100 times worse than here. You have people at grocery stores with a mask, a face shield, a chemical suit,
and a hazmat suit. Yeah, it's thank you. Thank you for your call. I really appreciate your insight. It's true though, and you think, wow, there's got to be some semblance of reason here, but we're not seeing a whole lot of it. And so, how are we going to combat that and understand it? And instead, I could laugh at it all day long. I mean, you don't even believe the jokes that we don't even tell on the air. I mean, that are about the nonsense. But I have to understand why they think the way they do. Otherwise, I can't reach anyone that's walking around. You know, somebody said today to me, well, why not just wear it? It's just a mask. Just wear it. Oh, there's so many reasons why I can't. There's so many reasons why I can't. And it has nothing really to do with the mask. It's about giving you a false and a misleading and a deceptive thing to do and telling you to go do it. If they made all of us crawl around because they said the virus lives at 3 feet or higher, would people do it? I mean, government never had the authority to be in this role. They were never supposed to be in charge of your health and safety. Government is lawmakers and they're not there for your health and safety. Why are we listening to them? So why do we look for the governor of a state to tell you what your health's all about? So today we have, I just wanted to let you know, we have 170 people in the hospital. They say hospitalized that are testing positive for COVID. So that means everything from heart attack to COPD to cold virus to flu to everything, right? 170 people out of 3.3 million people. Do you know what that is? It's 0.00515151515. That's the percentage of people. So when they say, well, we need people to lead and we need people to make hard decisions. And why? 170 out of 3.3 million people? I mean, what is spreading mean? What does that mean? So to try to make sense of it, my husband was trying to make some sense of it last night. And it's like, I don't know if you can anymore. I don't think you can make sense. Now we got to try to understand why they think the way they do and try to get to more people to wake them up. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi.
Hi. Yeah, you're live.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to correct you on your numbers on the COVID. I heard on a good source today that there were 130 million, I believe, that have died of it. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah, I mean, don't you remember when he had the same claim almost for the people that were shot to death from their firearms? Yes, yes.
You know, the other thing that's incredible, I heard from someone that when you wear those masks, that it actually, in the fact that it cuts down your oxygen, it gives false positives on the COVID test, because that's one of the markers of the COVID infection is the lowered oxygen.
Interesting.
I just went, that's just incredible.
Yeah.
And they said they're getting false positives because of the people right. that have worn masks and, right. and gotten their oxygen levels dropped.
Yeah. Yeah. This is
but
the summertime.
So many rotten, stupid twists in terms of this.
There is. There is. And it's going to get crazy. Worse. So what are we going to do? Thank you. What are we going to do? How are we going to deal with all of this? Are we going to get together as neighborhoods? Are we going to think outside the box? What are we going to do to prepare? Because right now is the time. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
How you doing? Yeah, I'm the least techie guy you know, but I've got some people helping me do a little website.
Uh-huh.
It'll basically be Never Again.
Oh, nice.
And
like that idea.
You'll sign it and with a state, you know, not something you're not giving away your address or anything.
Sure, sure.
Statement will be basically, I will never again lose my rights to the government.
Right.
I will fight them at every turn. Anyway, I didn't know what else to do, but I could do that.
When you get it up and running, let me know. We'll tell people on the air. Sure love to use this forum for that. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Thank you for thinking outside the box, because it's refreshing. There's a lot of things that we need to be thinking about. Are you, you know, we ran out of yeast, flour. We ran out of medicines. I couldn't get Excedrin anywhere. Feminine products and all kinds of stuff. Diapers. People couldn't get diapers, wipes, things like that. And so are you doubling down on those things right now? While other people are not in a panic, and so this would probably be a really good time to make sure, like yeast, you can store in the freezer. So make sure you're getting ahead on those things. Have you ordered seeds? You know, the non-GMO kind. Have you ordered those? Because those are in demand. They're hard to get. So there's a lot of things like that we need to be kind of thinking outside the box as well. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi. Okay, yeah, I'm like with many people in the United States. How you could say, okay, I literally seen an article that said 2.4 million people, okay, have coronavirus.
Well, they tested positive.
And yet 126,000 virus-related deaths.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, okay, virus-related, what? So they didn't actually die of coronavirus?
Nope.
What?
Nope. They didn't. And 1.2 million are active cases out of that 2.4, and only about 16,000 are even considered serious in the whole country.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No, in the whole country. And so I hear you. I don't know, though, that anymore you're going to make sense out of anything. I think that we're beyond that.
Exactly.
So how are
exactly.
we going to deal?
And I'm just like, how many people actually survive on their actual immune system?
We like, have immune systems.
Like a huge gap.
Yes.
You know, 2.4 million and 126,000. What?
Yes.
People, please step outside the box.
Yeah, thank you.
Notice that there is an agenda behind this nonsense.
Thank you. I really appreciate the phone call. I hear you. I hear you. And that was 16,000 people in our entire nation, you guys, even considered serious. So that's my point, though. I'm a really practical girl, pretty practical. And I have to get down to brass tacks with this and say, okay, what are we going to do? How are we going to get through this and remain sane? Because you'll beat your head against a wall trying to figure out why people are running around in fear, right? Because people aren't randomly dying around you. So how are we going to, number one, figure out how they think and what has driven them to this fear? Is there some way somehow, and I'm actually asking this sincerely, is there some way somehow that we can get through to them? And if not, okay, because I always recognize a small portion of our society might not ever get it. And I totally understand. But how are we going to deal with measures taken on us, like you cannot fly unless you are wearing a mask and get tested for your temperature? You know, are you ready to rent a vehicle? What if they do that with car rentals? Then what? Do you have a friend's car you could borrow if you had to travel? Do you have, ways to keep your business open? If you have a loss of money, can you take in a renter? Can you think outside the box maybe to change your financial situation? Can you sock a little aside right now? Maybe you can't. But maybe you can grab some extra things for the winter, right? We might be in for a real long winter. And so, and when people say to me, well, if Trump's president, it ends, you know, in the first week of November, I know that sounds cute and funny and everything else. And a lot of this is very politicized. Yes, I totally, I'm with you 100% on that. But Trump's president right now, it's your governors that are doing this to you and your city mayors. And so that's the problem. That's our problem. So how are, and it won't be, well, let me make this assertion too. It won't be the federal government mandating vaccines because this is where they're trying to go. Okay. It will be businesses that do it so that you keep your job, right? You can't enter the workplace unless you've had XYZ done to you. It'll be the businesses. So how do we shore up the businesses to get them not to cave? Can we help pay their legal fees? Can we do things like this ahead of time? Can we kind of set things in motion? Are you part of a network group, a texting group, a group that can go online, maybe an undetected sort of kind of group, if you know what I mean? But there's got to be ways that we can beat the heavy surveillance. I mean, when you tried to leave the state, you got pinged on your cell phone. That's a big deal. That's a big deal. Now you know what we're kind of looking at in the future because this was just the test run. So, so how do you safeguard your family from the liberty taking? What are we going to do in that case? And I welcome your calls right after the break. I'll take them 888-673-1450. Do you have any ideas? Be right back.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Open every drawer.
Keep your eyes wide open
for stuff that's on the floor.
Burn all the doorstops.
They shall be.
George and Barbara singing preparedness songs. I know, right? Okay. I had to share that with you. So I welcome you back, and we have earthquake preparedness, fire preparedness. We make plans for escape from our homes. We prepare for flooding. We prepare for, I don't know, you name it, hurricane season. Do we prepare for tyrannical government season? Nope. I'm going to safely say no on that one. We don't prepare for that. We need to prepare for that. We're going to be in a state of hurt, if we don't. And so this is why I'm doing this hour today. Trying to bring some sense to this and trying to think ahead a little bit, you know, like without sounding crazy, because that's what it sounds like, doesn't it? But look at the song. I mean, look at people preparing for earthquakes. You know, that can sound crazy if you're doing that all the time. You know, whoa, relax, George, there's no earthquake. I mean, you have to prepare. This is what makes us feel a little bit more in control, probably, and a little bit more empowered out there. I know that for my boys, I'm sending them on a I'm sending them out with Kevin Reeve. Kevin, his roots are in being a director of the largest survival and tracking school in the world, and he's a renowned tracker and scout for his skills in the urban development world. And let me just tell you, if you go to onpointtactical.com, onpointtactical.com, three words, you can sign up for their class coming in September. And if you mention my name, you can get 25% off. These classes are awesome. This one is up in the mountains, and it's really, I call it boy school, but it's preparedness. It's learning how to live off the land. It's It's, I mean, everything that you would need to know. And if there something happened and you had to go up and live somewhere else, you would know how to take care of your family. I just say this is like for men and women. I'm sending my boys because that's me. But I'm telling you, this is such a great class. It's coming up at the end of September. Go to onpointtactical.com, onpointtactical.com. I'll take your calls. What ideas do you have? I really want to pick your brains on this because we really need to get a little bit more in this next year. I know you probably already have. I'm probably preaching to the choir. But for those that maybe haven't, maybe this is a good time. You know, are there doctors out there that can network together? Are there, because we might need you, those that get it, those that understand we have an immune system. Look at your home. Do you have a trampoline? Hot tub, pool, gardening. Are you set up for sports and games? If we have more isolation and you're stuck more at home, what are you going to do? Lot of people, you would not believe the amount of people right now that are looking at their backyards and their homes and they're saying, okay, what do I have here? Because if I'm locked down all winter, I want to know what I've got. I want to know what I can go do. I mean, you're going to go nuts if you have to watch more of the same reruns on Netflix, right? And we shouldn't be watching that garbage anyway. I think it steals our spirit. I do. It's garbage coming out of there. Do you have an older person in your life? Can you go up and set them up with Skype and FaceTime? Can you buy them a phone just for FaceTiming so that they're not isolated? Can you setting up a network? I know that Raul called in and talked about the fact that there's a network so that if somebody's business is under fire or you've got from government or you've got a family in need, that a text alert goes out. That what a brilliant thing that is. What a brilliant thing. So we have got to start thinking in those terms for sure. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kate.
Hi there.
This is your friend Daniel.
Hey, go right ahead.
Region 9.
Go right ahead. What's on your mind?
Hi. Well, you know, even behind enemy lines here, there are ways of coping. I like Gandhi's way. When someone asked him how he was going to deal with the British that were occupying India at the time with all their guns and soldiers and everything, he just said, we will deny them our obedience. And that is the way to do it. That's what you've been doing as far as the mask.
Yeah.
And it occurred to me some time ago, people were getting down on me about staying in California. But, you know, with all the laws here, someone remarked that, yeah, we Californians know the government sucks and they pass all these laws and we just ignore them.
Right.
You know, there just aren't enough police to enforce everything. So
that's true.
You got to stay under the radar somewhat. That's why I have my mesh mockery mask. I think I told you about that. You know, it's made out of like a laundry bag mesh.
Right.
And so it doesn't really do anything, but you can breathe through it real easy. But in those times when you just have to go to Walmart or someplace that's enforcing the mask ban, the mask mandate, you can get away with it. And that's all I want to do, you know. Slip by and not become the target and the one, like in grade school, I was always the one the teachers wanted to make an example of.
Right.
I don't want to be that guy now.
Okay, well,
so that's
thanks.
The thing. And another coping mechanism we have here is we have a neighborhood Facebook page.
Nice. I like that idea.
So,
that's great.
Yeah, we already know. I mean, not everybody's of the same mind, but we're close enough on there that we already can tell you who's probably packing heat and who's a prepper. And we have, luckily, it's only one identifiable neighborhood commissar who would start ratting on people. And in fact,
you must know your commissar, though, Daniel. You must know your commissars. Really and truly, you got to know who around you is really hell-bent on turning you in for whatever. Yeah, it's true. It's true. It's great.
Yeah, well, he can't govern himself like most politicians, so I just ignore him.
Oh, I love it. That's great. Thank you. I love the suggestion on that, by the way. That's perfect. I think that's great. I do. I think that's a wonderful thing. So I think kind of, you know, well, there's everything. We've got, see, the reason I'm saying this, too, is we know commercials have been made. They're going to start rolling them out. The big push is going to be the flu vaccine. I know I've been talking about vaccines a lot this year, but it's only, and some people out there might roll their eyes at that. Oh, we don't want to hear about vaccines. you know what? You're going to have to start hearing about it because that's what they want. They've already talked about it and announced it. This is no secret. This is not me theorizing. They've already been out there talking. It's already in paperwork. If anybody thinks that signage for the social distancing thing didn't happen before all of this went down, you're nuts. There's no way they could have gotten all that stuff. A huge nationwide coordinating of all those things without it being already in the works. Sorry. There's just no way. Wasn't even physically possible. 888-673-1450. All right. Let me take another phone call. And I welcome your calls right now. I really do want to hear from you. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead. You're live.
Thank you. I heard something today. Maybe you can help me out. Uh-huh. On another broadcast, that the UN has declared America the source of the virus, and therefore they want to shut down all incoming traffic from Europe and other parts of the world. Mm-hmm. And Bill Gates was behind this action and said yes, that he's all for this, to shut down mm-hmm. any people coming in from all from the United Nations. And I'm thinking, this doesn't sound good.
Yeah.
Have you heard anything about
this? I have. I've heard that they are kind of putting some moratoriums on U.S. travelers, tourists. It's only a couple of countries, but it's still a couple of countries. I mean, we are progressing towards more and more of this. And so that's why this isn't even really a theory anymore that this is going to be going on in this fall. We have to get ready for this. And I really do think
you're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yes. It's frightening. One other footnote.
Uh-huh.
They also claim that Bill Gates and his multiple laboratories where he's trying to create a virus for the general public,
mm-hmm.
that if indeed some of the people they're testing mm-hmm. are passing away from the preliminary test.
That it's on
and,
the test.
Mm-hmm. And they also said that if there is a virus proclaimed, okay, it's good for the general public, and if you don't take it, you're going to wind up in a FEMA camp. Now, this is pretty nasty information.
Mm-hmm. It is. There's been a lot of theorizing about that. Thank you for that. There's been a lot of theorizing. What's true? Who knows? Really, why I think right now we worry about our homes, what we're going to do in those homes, and making them kind of a sanctuary from the world. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yes, there is an explanation in scriptures that mm-hmm. tells you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
2 Timothy 3:1-9.
Okay.
I recommend anyone who has any religion in them to mm-hmm. read it.
Excellent. I love that.
It very well explains what's happening.
Thank you so much. Really, really appreciate that. And hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello.
Hi. You're live. Go right ahead.
Oh. Well, the one thing the New World Order fears is
mm-hmm.
God
mm-hmm.
and religions.
Oh, yeah.
And the thing that really needs to be, what we need to do is get Christians to come together.
I agree.
All the religions. And it's a powerful tool,
mm-hmm.
a powerful thing.
I agree. I totally agree with you. In fact, look at our past. We have to learn from history because it's so steeped in history. When we had the Revolutionary War, we developed a spy ring, right? Kind of underground. When we signed the ink on the Constitution, it was us. We started the Underground Railroad to try and make some changes, right? Christians had ways of identifying other Christians in the dirt. We've dealt with this time and time again. We're nothing new to this. We have got to start realizing that we might have to do those same types of things.
Okay. I love you.
Thanks.
Hang in there.
Thank you. Really appreciate you. Thank you. And thanks to those who are helping the show, by the way. Really, it means so much. It's really touching to me, and it means so much to me, and I really appreciate you guys. Like I said, we've dealt with these things. Have we had a people that has not had to do things like this? So I guess, you know, the plan for tyrannical government, I mean, we've been dealing with this for a long time, haven't we? But I think right now it's kind of looking at it like an earthquake plan. Do you put your family in the same room and really talk things out? You know, how are you going to deal with possibly the next couple of years of rolling lockdowns? See, their whole game is to make us very fatigued at the chronic sort of uncertainty and chaos. And if they can do that, then we succumb to just wanting to get normal back. Sure, take my freedom then. Oh, okay, I'll wear the mask. Oh, okay, I'll, you know, whatever you're asking me to do, what ridiculous nonsense you're asking me now. And all of these, you know, asinine rules are going to ruin my business. Sure, I just want normal back. That's what they do. This is their game. And it's been their game for centuries. This is what it's fatigue. It's fatigue. It's fatigue that we're tired and we don't know what else to do. And so I implore you to sit your family down or your neighborhood. Have a barbecue right now. Have a barbecue. Get people together. Hi, caller. I mean, honestly, how are we going to celebrate our Dependence Day? Not independence, dependence. Maybe this is a good time to chat up the neighborhood, huh? Your Dependence Day hot dogs. You know what I'm saying? Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. You have about 30 seconds.
Okay, I'll try to go quickly. First of all, you really can't prepare for totalitarianism. Mm-hmm. You can try to protect from it, mm-hmm. but being a slave, you can't really prepare. Mm-hmm. You just learn how to be a slave. Mm-hmm. The outcome, what you just talked about, there's two factors that are fooling people. One is that this is entirely a hoax, mm-hmm. and that they think this crisis is real. Secondly, they keep being told, oh, we're going to come out of this, and we'll be normal, and we'll have the strongest economy ever. No. Those of us who know the plan, mm-hmm. this is all a part of yes. the plan to enslave the world yep. into and kill probably tens of millions, hundreds of millions, maybe billions of people.
Believe me, Mark, I get
that's really important. The solutions, one, mm-hmm. three solutions. One is the education. Mm-hmm. Don't have time to go into that. This mm-hmm. is entirely a hoax. It's not just an over-exaggeration. It's entirely a hoax. Secondly, we've got to stop voting for all the people who are doing this.
Yes.
You know, there are other parties out there. There's 200 people running for president, but they don't tell you about them.
Right.
If you voted nothing but constitutionalists, libertarians in the party, yeah. all this would start.
Thank you. I really, Mark, I really appreciate it. Thank you. I've got to go to a break. Joel Skousen's going to be coming on. Thank you. And yes, he's exactly right. Get the incumbents out, please. We know their records, please. And also, we have a duty to get educated. You know, we are good at solving problems, though. I really do feel this way. And I feel like if we can think outside the box and get businesses together and we can fight the tyranny of local government and state government trying to take control of your business and your life and your health and safety. Oh, good Lord. Why would you ever listen to these people on your health and safety? Oh, my gosh. The least qualified among us. Prayer works. Prayer works miracles. Highly recommend it. Highly open our spiritual eyes. See the propaganda up close and personal. Because you know what? Our spiritual eyes being open was really one of the keys to even understanding what's going on around us. I'll be right back with Joel Skousen.